Welcome to Module 8. This is Evie Burke from One Insight Closer, and this module covers networking. And it's broken into three sections, before, during, and after of networking. But really, there's kind of the way before, right before, during, and after of networking in this module. So I'm going to go briefly through each section. So the way before is, how do you find your ideal clients? How do you know where to go to reach out to them, to connect with them? And there's some questions there for you to think about. Again, if you are somebody that has multiple ideal clients, then fill it out for each ideal client you have, okay? Because each ideal client is going to hang out in slightly different places. So if you are somebody that's offering a business opportunity to someone, the people who are interested in that potential business opportunity are probably going to be different than the people who are interested in purchasing your product, right? Now, the other thing I want to say about this section is, if you know, and you probably do, you probably know some of your ideal clients already, call them. Ask them if you can just have maybe about 10 minutes of their time, and ask them the questions that are in this section of the module. You know, what are the events, the workshops, and the conferences that they attend, or people in their industry or people like them attend? What are the associations that they belong to, or people in their industry or people like them attend? What are the organizations or networking groups they belong to? You know, how do they find those groups? And they'll probably have a lot of really great information that they're willing to share with you. And they might even have some people that pop to mind that they can say, oh, you know what, so-and-so runs this group. You should contact her and talk about joining this group or seeing what she has to say about that. And then you can ask for a warm introduction, which we'll cover in the next module. And, you know, you'll have some great connections that you'll even be making while you're doing some research into, you know, where am I going to network? And one thing I do want to say here is, be sure to send a thank you note. If you have their address, send an in-person thank you note for their time. If you don't have their address, send them a thank you email. Just being in that attitude of gratitude for people who are willing to help you along and offer their time, you know, that'll pay you back. Both it'll make you feel good, and it'll let the other person know that you really appreciate the time that they spent with you. Okay, so the second section then is before networking. And so these are things like what to wear, what you might want to share about your business or yourself when you're at the event. Again, you might want to do this for each ideal client that you have. The things that you might want to share might be different for each group. Maybe they're not, but just think about that as you're going through it. So one of the things it suggests is a recent client success story. So if you do have two different groups of ideal clients, those success stories might not apply, you know, to both groups. So, you know success stories for each group of clients so you can share with, you know, the client that is appropriate, or the group that is appropriate to share that with. There's also a section here called conversation starter. So it's similar to the what to ask section in Module 6. And sometimes they're the same, but the difference is, in Module 6, you're really looking to have more of an in-depth conversation with someone. And here, this might not be the best time to have an in-depth conversation, because you want to be meeting a few people. If you're a little bit more introverted like me, you might have a slightly longer conversation, but you don't want to take up a half hour of somebody's time. You want to be aware of the fact that they're also there to meet with other people. So you might have a depending on the type of event, maybe a 10-minute conversation with them, but you don't want to monopolize somebody else's time, and you don't want to monopolize your own time with just talking to one person. You do want to meet a couple of people, two or three people, while you're out networking. So just be aware of that as you go through. This isn't the time to really dive in and get to super well know someone, you just want to kind of figure out, is this somebody that I want to have another conversation with, that I want to have one of those coffee meetings or longer one-on-one conversations with later. So you're hopefully looking for three things when you're meeting these people. You want to be aware of, are they my ideal client? You want to be aware of if they are a potential referral partner to you. And third, and maybe less obvious, is sometimes you just meet people that you click with and you want to connect with. You know, you just kind of get that gut feeling of, I want to learn more about them and find out what's going on in their business. Even though the connection, you know, they're not your ideal client, maybe they're not a referral partner, but you just kind of have that gut instinct that you want to learn more about them, go with it. Learn more about them. Our gut instincts are powerful things and to be believed most of the time. So, you know, make note of those things. All right. So what else do we cover here? Ah, yes, setting your intention. So it's step number five here. It's so easy to overlook, but don't. Set your intention before you go into the event. Make sure that you've taken that time, even if you haven't written it down, to go through those questions and to know, okay, who do I want to be? How do I want to feel at this event? You know, what's a time that I really embodied that I can bring that feeling forward from? What's my ideal outcome? You know, how many people do I want to meet, or how many great conversations do I want to have? You know, whatever that looks like for you, you know, make sure you know that going in, just so whatever energy or frustration or craziness that was happening before you got to the meeting, that you can metaphorically kind of wash that away and walk in just the best version of you that there is, and really be able to connect with the people that you are there to serve. All right? So then the next section is during networking, and we cover how to start a conversation, which you already will be prepared with because you've done the what to do before networking section. And most of all, just determine what works best for you during the event. As an introvert, sometimes it's really stifling is not the right word, but it can feel a little claustrophobic. I guess that's a better word, claustrophobic, to be in the middle of the group of all of the noise and hubbub that can happen at some of the events that you might go to. If you are somebody that loves being in the middle of that, do that. If that works for you, absolutely do that. If you're somebody that's more like me, that's a little more introverted, where being in the middle of all of that energy just kind of sends you spinning, step off to the side, all right? And just allow yourself to be off to the side. The other introverts of the group will find you, I'm guessing, because that's generally what happens to me. The other people who don't enjoy that center craziness will also be along the edge. And just make some eye contact. Smile and go over and start a conversation with somebody. And the cool thing is, if you go in setting the intention, one of your intentions can be, I am going to meet the people that I am here to meet. You know, the right people are going to approach me, and I'm going to make exactly the right connections today. And you'll find that those people will approach you. You know, maybe you might set a intention that I'm going to connect with two of my ideal clients. And do that in a I'm not getting type of way, but really do that in a I am giving, I am open to receiving type of way. If you're just starting, you might want to play with that a little bit, because sometimes when we're just starting out, or if we're at a place where I need the money to come in, sometimes we can kind of go in with a stressful energy. If you have some questions about this, bring this to the Q&A call and we can go into it a little bit more and more specifically for your situation. But just go in with an open, you know, I'm open to receiving type of energy, and the right people, you'll meet the right people and you'll have really great conversations. And, you know, just again, do play with it. Figure out what works for you when you're out in a networking environment. And a lot of times, different networking groups work different ways. So just know what groups work best for you and or what type of events work best for you. And the ones that even maybe don't work best for you, just kind of know how you can be in that situation so that they work better for you. And again, if you have any questions about that, bring them to the Q&A calls, and I'm happy to answer more specific questions around that. All right. Also, in this module, we cover what to do after networking. And there are a lot of scripts here for you to use and modify and make your own. There's a phone script here for contacting someone you want to learn more about. There's a voicemail script for if you get their voicemail. There's an email script. And one of the things you are probably wanting to do after, you know, the next step after the using some of these scripts is having that one-on-one or coffee meeting with someone. And so then you'll be going back to that initial meeting module and doing the exercises there. So this is where the track of somebody I just met and reconnecting with somebody kind of come together as they come together at that first meeting and how that first meeting might go and preparing for that. All right. The almost last thing I want to cover here is contacting somebody who has expressed an interest in learning more. And this is so important because I honestly do not know, because there is no way of knowing, how much potential business I lost, how many connections I just didn't make, because somebody said, you know what you do is really interesting and I would love to learn more about that, or I think I could really use that, or I have a friend who would just really benefit from what you're doing. This is when I was doing more of the productivity. And I would say, okay, great, you know, connect with me, send me an email later, and, you know, we'll talk about what that looks like and what you need. And then they would never reach out to me. And I remember being really frustrated that, you know, I was finding people expressing an interest, but they weren't following up. Well, for me, when I was doing the productivity, one of the reasons is a lot of times my ideal client had a lot to do. They had a really long to-do list. And so me telling them, yeah, just reach out to me, send me an email, I had just added another to-do on their list. And it wasn't a to-do that was going to immediately bring them money, or it wasn't a to-do that a client was asking about. So it fell pretty low probably on the priority list. I mean, just think of your own priority list when you're thinking about taking steps for yourself. How easy or difficult is it to make time for those things versus the things that a paying client is asking you to do, or things that you know are going to immediately result in more income, right? So this is all about just reaching out to them and making it really easy for them to say yes and learn more about what you do, because a lot of times they are going to be interested. They're just not going to have the time maybe to do it, or they're going to be a little scared, depending on maybe what type of business you have, where do I have the time, do I have the commitment that it's going to require to say yes to this, to work with this person or do this business or whatever it might look like. So anytime you can do something that takes a to-do off of a potential client, then go ahead and do that. So, and a lot of times it's just as easy as sending an email, picking up the phone and making a quick phone call, so that they don't have to think about reaching out to you. You're doing that. All they have to do is reply. You know, think about even when you were the progression of working with me and in this, you being in this program, what did that look like? Did I make it easy for you to set up your strategy session? Did I make it easy for you to fill in the questionnaire? you know, what did, how easy or difficult did you find that? Did I open those doors that allowed you to step into something that you wanted to do, or did I wait for you to contact me? And I think for everybody in this program, you know, you said, yes, I'm interested in having a strategy session. I said, great. And I sent you an email. And for some people that didn't respond, you know, I sent another email. Hey, I know everybody's busy. You know, I just wanted to make sure that you didn't miss out on this opportunity if this is something you were still interested in. And, you know, just reached out again. You know, it's all about making it easy for people to say yes to us when they want to say yes to us. All right. I'm really passionate about that just because I know I lost a lot of business and a lot of contacts because I didn't do that. So it's something that I think is really important that you do. But I'll, if you have any questions about that or want to learn some more about it, bring it to the Q&A. I'm happy to share or to work with you on how it looks for you. So at the end of this module, on the last page, there is a worksheet that you can print out by itself and, you know, just fill in so that you've thought about some of the before things, you know, before you go and are at the networking event. So those are two worksheets then that you might want to print out and fill out before networking. You want to do the intention, and you want to kind of go through this checklist. And you'll find that the before networking checklist, so some of the things on that, those things you might have this, that might stay the same for a month or two or three, so you don't have to fill it out every single time. I would suggest that every month or two you do go through and update it if you're not doing it every single time, just so that it stays fresh. Again, bring your questions to the Q&A call. We have one coming up. So that brings us to the end of the introduction to Module 8. There's a lot of great information in this module. I know I say that with every module, but it's true with all of them. So bring your questions to the upcoming Q&A call. I look forward to hearing your voices there. Even if you do not have any questions, I highly encourage you to be on the Q&A call because there is always so much information and ahas that happen on the Q&A call, whether you're somebody that had a question or not. That's been my experience with Q&A calls, just being a listener. I just love being in the programs I'm in. I love being on the Q&A calls because even if I didn't think I had a question, I always walk away with really great information, or it sparks a question or something in me that then I can ask or I can move forward with. And if you are a private client or a VIP client, then feel free to bring these questions that you have also to our private sessions. So, again, I encourage everyone to be on the Q&As just because there is so much great information there. And I encourage you to ask whatever questions you have. If you have finished the previous module on your elevator speech, feel free to bring that to the Q&A call and ask any questions around it, or if you want some feedback on it, that's what we're here for on the Q&A calls. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I look forward to talking with you both on the Q&A call and in the next module intro. Have a wonderful day.